Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing this since March of 1997. This is Dan's Health Talks. And I have a great guest with me. Everyone that knows Dr. Kaz Ingram gets excited when he comes to town. And we're going to try to set that up in maybe in a few months. But he's just brilliant. In fact, Dr. Ingram, thank you for being with me. And how many books have you written now?
Yes. Good to be with you.
Well, you've written a ton of books in this area of health. And how many books have you written?
Well, it's 28 books now. And the latest one is The Infection Connection, and also The Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano, 101 Uses. But that kind of brings us up into this seasonal issue of people getting viruses and fungus and mold and viral colds and flu. And there's no medicine, really, for head congestion or cold flu, even pneumonia. Once in a while, it's bacterial. Most of the time, nobody knows what to do. But that's where you get into the, believe it or not, if nobody's heard of it, the oil of wild oregano, the edible one, the P73.
Yeah, that one I've used for years, and it's so important. I always recommend that, especially this time of year, to avoid getting the flu or the cold, because no one wants to be sick. And if there's something out there you can do.
This is the problem, is that if I never get this cold and flu, well, never is a funny word, but it just doesn't happen, but I smell like a pizza factory. I take so much oregano oil extract.
I teased you one time years ago. I said, I've been using your oregano oil, and some reason Italian girls are more attracted to me now.
The big side effect is that you smell of pepper or oregano, but the oregano, look, if you take the oregano oil and look at our study, when we kept a little bit of the oil in the culture medium, the cold and the flu virus refused to regrow. We were able to kill 99 to 100% of the virus in chicken embryonic cells, publishing it in microbiotests.
Fantastic.
But the fact is, if we kept a little bit of oregano, that would be like keeping in your body a little bit of oregano extract, then you just don't get sick. The virus can't replicate.
Well, what is the difference between North American Urban Spices oregano P73 and a lot of the other oreganos on the market?
Well, it's the original one, invented the whole idea of oil of oregano back in 96, and it's still wild, always the same, from 5,000 to 12,000 feet above sea level, in the rocks, only on the rocks, villagers picking it, sustainable for the villagers. And now all of a sudden, all the big companies are making farm-raised oregano and combining it, in some cases using Roundup herbicide, and then they put it on the market, and it's farm-raised. It's not wild.
Well, speaking of that, you told me years ago that it grows right out of the marble, and those minerals is what helps make it so hot and so effective, isn't it?
That's in the marble. Because look, it takes the ATP, which is phosphate, and calcium also, to make high-energy compounds. You find that in the oregamax. You find that in the oil.
What is the difference between the oil and the oregamax, and why would I take one versus the other? I know it's a good idea to take both, but what is the difference between the two?
I like both because, the oil of oregano is distilled out from the high mountain oregano. So you have that concentrate of that superpower antiseptic. But the oregamax is the crude wild oregano just ground up and stuffed into a capsule with the Rhus coriorea, which is a complementary herb. So one is a raw whole herb, which is a good digestive, which is good for the bones, obviously, because it's growing on rock and marble. You can't get that benefit from the oil. The oil is the distillate. Use them both.
Okay. Now, you have a third one and that I really like because when I take it, it's like cold water on my face. My brain just works better, and that's the juice of oregano.
Well, the juice is the hydrosol. And, when the steam distills, your oil drops into one drum and your watery juice drops into the other. And the village chief told me, he says, what do you Americans have got? You get in these trends, and you're all on this oregano oil. And he says, this is what we use. And he puts a case of pop bottles down, and each one of them is filled with the juice of oregano.
Huh.
I said, what do you use it for? He said, heart disease, heart failure, cancer, and diabetes. I said, you want to get me arrested? Talk about that.
Well, now, it will grow through the brain barrier where the oil won't. Is that correct?
That is correct. The odyssey is you hydrogen H2O goes through the brain. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
H2O goes into the spinal cord. H2O or water goes to everywhere. So you take your water, you bind it to the oregano in the steam extraction, and you develop a micellization or an emulsification. So now the water carries the oregano extract into the brain, into the spinal cord, into the stupid masses like a tumor, whatever, carries it in to do its job. And it's oxygen rich anyway, right? H2O and oxygenated terpenes.
Well, and most of the things that are detrimental to our body don't like oxygen. And so if you can increase oxygen, you can rebalance the body and get it back in a healthy state.
That's right. You know, when I see people that don't have half moons on their first three fingers, the index, not the thumb, that doesn't, but the index, the ring in the middle,
mm-hmm.
or they have very little moons, half moons, I give them, that's low oxygen in the cells. So I give them the oregano juice. I have them take it an ounce every day until the moons come back, which they do.
So you get the oxygen saturated back into the cells, and the cells come alive. ATP action can happen, and the energy and the burning and the metabolism would actually go up as well, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. The Krebs cycle would be more efficient. Think about the cardiac muscle. It needs that O2, and so does the heart, and so does the brain, and so does the kidneys, and you're going to oxygenate with the juice. You're going to use the oil to as an antiseptic to clean out that fungus, which is a disaster, your candida and your mycotoxin producing molds. Your SIBO, your intestinal bacterial overload, the oregano is going to take them down. And don't worry about the probiotics. A little bit of oregano oil won't hurt them at all, okay? So
yeah, so there's one thing that people don't realize on probiotics. Probiotics does well with oxygen, but more primitive bacteria, the ones that really cause this negative effect, die in a high oxygen environment.
That's right. That's right. So the oxygenated oregano is actually shown to increase lactobacilli. Mm. If you put the oregano, like the Oregamax or a bit of oil, a little bit, in a yogurt, and you're making a yogurt, the lactobacillus goes up, not down.
Wow, that's cool. Now, speaking of that, you do a lot of studies on what you have. And tell me about some of the studies done on the oregano.
Well, one of the studies was when we infected chicken embryonic cells with the flu virus, cold virus, and then gave the P73 material, and it cleaned them out. It went inside the cell and killed all the viruses.
Wow.
And just keep a little teeny bit of the oregano in your system, therefore the daily use P73, and then the virus won't regrow. That's what we showed at Microbiotest.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we killed the Lyme spirochete as well at that same lab, you know.
How much did they, that would be making a medical claim. I was going to say if someone had Lyme disease.
The thing is they have to read my book, The Lyme Disease Cure. You're right. We can't get into diagnosis and all that. But the Lyme Disease Cure book guides them completely.
Fantastic. Yeah, speaking of that, what's your most recent books? You got the regular
book? The most recent is The Infection Connection, The Infectious Connection to All Disease. And that took me about 15 years to finish, The Infection Connection. And go to kazingram.com. That's where you find my book. That way you don't pay five times the amount on the Internet scalpers. Kazingram.com. Kazingram.com for the books. Oreganol.com to study the products. Oreganol.com. Make sure you use only wild oregano. Makes sense.
Yeah, look for the number P73 after it. That's the unique one that grows in Turkey, up in the mountains with right out of the marble. Now, there's something I want to mention along that line. An RN friend of mine, recently told me that a doctor had told her a few years back that he was doing a lumpectomy on breast cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And when they opened it up, they started to cut out the tumor, and there was a parasite, a fluke, tied around it.
And I believe that.
They reached for it, and it took off. They couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, it was either Andy Anderson's cancer center down in Houston or Mayo Clinic that said, and you may have been the person that told me this originally, that 60% of the tumors, they find parasites inside of them.
Parasites or viruses that, like the vaccine viruses and more, some kind of infection in 6 or 7 out of 10 of the cancers. Candida, they're finding some candida. So you really can't, if you keep yourself clean, keep yourself clean with the oregano, the oil, the juice, the Oregamax. If you want to go, 1, 2, 3, clean them out. That's what the Bible says anyway. Purge yourself. It's oregano, not hyssop.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you being with us, folks. And get his books. Tell him again how to get a hold of the books.
CassIngram.com. Go to CassIngram.com for the books. Oreganol.com to study the products. And check out your local health food store and see if they don't have the premium wild oregano, Oreganol P73.
If they need to call an 800 number to get it directly from you, because this goes all over the world.
800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or a direct line if you're international, direct 1-847-473-4700, 847-473-4700. And, just keep in touch with us so we can help you to the path to super health.
Thank you, Doc, and I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks very much. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses. And also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff. And it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com, oreganol.com, and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, CassIngram.com, CassIngram.com, CassIngram.com. But also call them, 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, great. Take advantage of it. Welcome back, folks. I really appreciate you listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I appreciate you telling your friends and family about this show. I'm trying to build this show, and don't forget that it's podcast over on iHeartRadio, not immediately. It may be a week, 2 weeks or so before this show shows up, but if you go to iHeartRadio.com and go to their podcast area and put Dan's Health Talks, you have a chance to hear this. So if you hear something on this show and you want to hear that again, and there's a lot of information I cover, I know I have a tendency to throw a lot of things out there at once. So if you want to pick it apart, this gives you a chance to do that. And also to introduce people to the show and to something you may have heard that you want someone else to hear, you can always look for it on iHeartRadio.com and find it playing again. So There's a lot of things we cover, and there's over the years I've covered so many wonderful things out there, and I've talked about this before. One of the things that's disappointing to me is the lack of freedom of speech. And you would think in America, where we talk about we have freedom of speech, and you hear some of the worst, most vile things people say on the internet and all over. But if I told you how to that there's some products you can pull off the shelf, one product I'm thinking of right now that I can't tell you the name, costs you about $26, maybe $28, $29, and that's a normal monthly use. And if you use it three times, triple the dosage over a period of a month and do that for 2 or 3 months, it's one of the best things I've ever seen for cancer, even when chemotherapy has failed. I can't tell you what that is anymore. I could 22 years ago when I first started radio for the first year or two, maybe for longer. And I could tell you other things about fibromyalgia and all that. And you're going, well, why can't you tell me? Well, if I told you, they would say, have you done all the testing for the FDA? Has this company spent the hundreds of millions of dollars? I literally saying it can cost that much. If you're making a cancer cure, I used to hear that it cost up to $700, $800 million sometimes for research on some drug. Of course, they're going to, over a period of years, they're going to make billions and billions of dollars off of it. So if you make a claim like that, they're going to pull it off the shelf. And I may not get punished because I'm not making any money off the product, but it would hurt the company. So I have to hide that. I can't tell you what it is. And that's a shame. I can tell you things like if you got to cut out the sugar and starch out of your diet to help deal with cancer, because that's what feeds cancer, may not be enough. There are a lot of nutritional things that are understood to be really good for cancer. Vitamin C, high dosage. Some people get IVs of vitamin C to help with that. It is very helpful. I mean, there's a medical center in Wichita, Kansas, that is their main therapy for cancer. And we're talking about very high dosage. You couldn't take that the highest dosages they do with an IV internally without getting diarrhea. But when you take it through the blood vessels, you can take 100,000, 200,000 milligrams of vitamin C dripped in over an hour into the body, maybe a little bit longer than an hour. And as it's dripped in, it increases hydrogen peroxide that will kill the cancer many times. But I wouldn't tell anyone to take hydrogen peroxide through the gut. And there's a lot of people out there. There's a book out like the 1 minute cure or something like that. And a friend of mine says, well, Dan, he says all these people are getting cured from cancer by taking so many drops of hydrogen peroxide. The problem with that, you might end up with an ulcer doing it that way. You can go to a doctor and get an IV of hydrogen peroxide. And I think if I had the flu or was sick with something, that might be a really good idea. I used to have a doctor, he's passed away now. But doing IVs of hydrogen peroxide, and there's another one here in town. He said whenever he thinks something's coming on, that's what he does. He takes an IV of hydrogen peroxide. Well, high levels of vitamin C helps the body produce hydrogen peroxide in the immune system. So that's one of the ways it functions. But there's Gaviola that I believe the Cancer Society even recognized, an herb very good against cancer. Partiarco, which is a bark in the Amazon, on a tree in the Amazon, that fungus can't grow on. Well, my friend Doug Kaufman will tell you that fungus is the underlying cause of cancer. I don't know if it is in all cases. I think there's other times it could be a virus or bacteria, or it could be a heavy metal toxin or something like glycoside that has brought it on. I think there's other reasons you get it. But he's found a lot of success, and first of all, by accident, some lady that was suffering with cancer, when he was a med tech at Stanford, his doctor was out of town, and he called the doctor and said she needs a prescription for her toenail fungus. Well, the lady was also dealing with cancer, but she was concerned about how her toenails looked. And so he wrote the prescription and forgot to sign, check the box where it said she had to come back to the doctor for another prescription. So she kept going back to the doctor because she started feeling good. And I don't know what it was. It might have been something like Lamercel. It might have been something a generation before Lamercel. But her cancer cleared up. And Doug was really worried that he had screwed up. I mean, that he didn't mean to not check that box. But that was light bulb started going off. He had dealt with fungus when he came back from Vietnam, and a really smart older doctor there in Stanford told him that he had fungus, and he said, well, that's only a woman's disease, you know, back in the 60s or very early 70s when he had gotten back. And he said, no, don't listen to other doctors here. Here's what you do. And then he learned that when people kill the fungus, their craving for sugar and starches go away too, and they would start losing weight. There's so many things in there, but if I start telling you the nutritional things to help kill the cancer, I could get in trouble, or they could get in trouble that represent those, and that's sad. We're supposed to be a country where we have freedom of speech. If it works, fine. If it doesn't work, don't take it. Not saying don't replace your doctor with it, but be able to find out. Folks, we'll be right back. Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com, oreganol.com, and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, kazingram.com, 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 but also call them, 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of it. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back. This is Dan's Health Talks every Tuesday right here. Now, I have my friend Brenda Schwartz with me, and she has Body Dynamics. She's down in Dallas. And people that met Brenda, they always guess her about 15, 20 years younger than she is. And we'll talk about that on another show, why she looks 20 years younger. But one of the things she does that she turned me on to is she has a total body cleanse in an extra cleanse. And then she has a Theracolon cleanse. And she also has a phenomenal, probably the best there is in probiotics. And I really did something, took some antibiotics, my gut got inflamed and my belly swelled up. Didn't have any surface fat to speak of, but my belly really got big. And so I tried all kinds of stuff out there and nothing was working. So I called Brenda. I said, hey, Brenda, I really need your stuff. I've been going through everybody out there, the Garden of Life, everybody, and nothing's working like your stuff used to. So, Brenda, thank you for being with us, and tell me why. Why is yours working? Because these other companies are big, big companies in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're just a little company, but you do things so well.
Well, we're a little company, but we're growing very quickly just because of what you just said. I don't compromise quality. I mean, here's one unique thing about what we do. Only the best grade of herbs are used. And just let me tell you, when you go to manufacture a product, you do not have to put the best grades of herbs. You could put whatever is mid-grade, low-grade. Mm-hmm. It won't be disclosed on your label, and that saves money. And if you're a huge company that's worrying about your bottom line, I prefer to provide the very top-grade herbs. Each herb is quarantined for a month, and then it's checked to make sure that there is nothing in it, no fungus, no pesticides, nothing that could compromise the batch. So consequently, since 1984, every batch of Mega Wellness Cleanse, Theracolon Cleanse, and Mega Cleanse Extra has been absolutely pristine. Now, here's what people don't realize, Dan. You realize it, but a lot of folks don't realize that most of us are walking around with 5 to 40 pounds of fecal matter adhering to the lining of our colon.
Yeah. John Wayne, when they did an autopsy on the Duke,
yes,
he had 40 pounds in there.
John Wayne's life had we been able to get a hold of him, and that is a true statement. What the Mega Wellness does is it flakes that fecal matter off the colon wall. Some of it has been there for years. It has gotten to be as much as 2 to 3 inches thick.
Golly.
And hard as truck tire rubber.
It's like one of those pipes underneath the house that is encrusted.
Great analogy. That's exactly what it is. As your body is able to eliminate those toxins, now you can absorb nutrients much more efficiently. If you add to that eating correctly, drinking a lot of water, and exercising, that helps your body to cleanse itself more efficiently. One of the good things that these herbs do are help the gallbladder to make more bile, which aids digestion, which aids your liver, helps to clean out your liver as well. So the end result is your skin starts to clear up. That bloated feeling you had starts to go away. Your energy level comes back. So the first step to real healing is cleansing the toxins out of your colon. 80% of all disease starts with the colon.
Mm-hmm. And 80% of your immune system.
Doctors.
80% of all your immune system is functioning in your colon.
Exactly. Hence what you just said about the probiotics. The probiotics are so wonderful. The total digestion probiotics with digestive enzymes are going to further encourage this gut cleanse. One of the strains literally eats the calcified protein off your diverticula.
Huh.
And you see this stuff when you eliminate, you see mm-hmm. it. You know what it is. Looks like little yellow rabbit pellets, but you start to feel better. People with diverticulitis, I've had people with IBS, any other digestive disorder, just about all of them I've heard in 35 years, have over the years called me and said, oh my goodness, this stuff saved my life.
Well, I can see that.
I'm so happy that you've gotten onto it, and I'm hoping that your listeners will go over to Omega Health.
Mm-hmm. 2427 North Council, folks.
That's right. Go over there. They have a wide variety of my products, Maxorb Nutrition. I have 30 products altogether, not to mention a skincare line that is incredible. And I believe you were telling me you've been enjoying that new Extreme Restoration Lift.
I have, but I want to do a whole show on that. Folks, she has the best skincare line in the market. A friend of mine's wife, and we'll talk about it on another show, you've heard Stan Dennison, if you're a loyal listener on my show. His wife, Laura Dennison, has beautiful skin, but she's tried everything under the sun. I mean, really, really expensive stuff, and a lot of women pay a ton of money. And so Stan and I were having lunch, and he said, is Brenda still doing her thing down there in Dallas? And I said, yeah. I said, my wife thought that was the best stuff she's ever used. And the amazing thing, it's not expensive. Speaking of that, Brenda, how do people get a hold of you?
They can call me at 1-800-MEGA-910.
1-800-MEGA-910.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your website?
It is bodydynamics.com.
Pretty simple. I'll be right back, folks, and thank you for being with us. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, @gmail.com. D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com, oreganol.com, and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, kazingram.com, kazingram.com, kazingram.com. But also call them, 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of it. Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you tuning in. And I want you to remember that if you hear something here and you go, oh, there's so much information in that, I want to grab that. I want to share it with someone. You can go over to iHeartRadio.com, and what I am doing today, what you're hearing today on W4HC, you can also hear there probably a week later, 2 weeks later, and there's shows going all the way back to February. So don't feel lost. You may be, in a place where you don't take notes or can't get a hold of something, or maybe you listen to it in your car. I don't want you to feel like you can't hear it again. So just go to iHeartRadio.com, go to podcasts, click on that, and then put Dan's Health Talks, and there you are, and you'll get that information. And so I want you to tell your friends and family, too. I like to put information that really changes their life. Now, one thing I want to throw out, my original background and claim to fame, though it wasn't gigantic fame, but it was a taste of it, was because I invented the Hydratone exercise equipment, and I worked with a lot of pro teams and a few movie stars, and worked with a lot of athletes. I mean, pro athletes, college, couple people competing in the Olympics. I know Janie Eichhoff, and I'm trying to think. It seemed like we had some other Olympic athletes, pole vaulter, a few others that I worked with. And what I'd usually do is train the trainers. Sometimes I would train the athletes directly. And I started exercising. First, there was President Kennedy's physical fitness contest. So when I was 13, me and my buddies were all trying to compete against each other, and I set the records for pull-ups and push-ups and set-ups and everything in the seventh grade, doing like 550 set-ups and 21 pull-ups. It really helped that I only weighed 135 pounds when you're doing those pull-ups. It's not quite the same at 205 as it was at 135. But nevertheless, it got me into exercising. And then my dad bought me some weights, and I started reading all the magazines on weightlifting, and a lot of the stuff was not that good. But some of it was. The basic stuff, what they taught, if you stayed with the basics, you could get a lot out of it. But to sell more and more magazines and to sell a lot of supplements, they would always come up with these real elaborate routines. And they would sell these routines like put 2 inches on your chest in 2 weeks, and you buy Joe Weider's latest, how to have a big chest by summer, or big shoulders, lifeguard shoulders. Always these exaggerations that excited a kid in junior high and high school, thinking, oh, I'm going to have 19-inch arms and all the girls are going to chase after me. Never did seem to work quite that way. But anyway, it got my attention. But one thing that I experienced firsthand, but when I trained the high school team, I had them doing basic things, squats, bench presses, bent over rows, different things that was a good basic routine. And then I was home working out on my own, doing all these elaborate things and experimenting with all this stuff. And when I first did the basic stuff, I grew rather quickly and got very strong for my body weight, and then quit. Didn't get seeing progress. And the reason is because I was overtraining. I was trying to do too much. And this is a mistake, the biggest mistake that athletes make. I think that are willing to train hard. The second thing is they don't know how to balance the recovery with stimulation. I have a good friend of mine who used to be the fastest person in Oklahoma, at least for the class that he ran in, I think for all classes. And now he plays a lot of tennis and pickleball and things of that sort. He's a little bit older than I am. And he really trains hard, but he trains too much. And I tell him that, but I don't think it really soaks in. It feels like, you know, when you're working out and your muscles get all pumped up, it feels like you're growing. And so you want some kind of state that you feel like you're stimulating your muscles. But if you do not let that recovery, nothing will happen. In fact, the opposite can happen. You can stress the body, too much cortisol can be released, and the body will break down the muscle for energy. Because it needs the energy over, it needs a few extra muscle fiber. And so you actually lose strength. So back in the olden days, the strongest people were not people that had a job that required them to work solid all day long. That didn't produce a lot of strength. The really strong ones were like the sailors that would fight a storm for a day or so. They're just totally exhausted. And then the storm would pass and they just lay and rest for a couple days, 2 or 3 days recovery. Well, that is the kind of response the body adapts to that stimulus. And then if you give it some time to adapt and don't over drain its reserves it needs to respond, then you'll really make progress. If you look at runners, most Olympic sprinters or college sprinters, they have a build that looks like not a bodybuilder, but not far off. I mean, they're really muscular. Sprinting, that all-out effort for 10 seconds or 20 seconds or maybe 40 seconds, that all-out effort really stimulates growth hormones and stimulates muscle growth. But if you look at a marathon runner or even a miler, they won't be over muscular. They'll be on the light side. They may even be a little flabby. That kind of exercise, you burn a lot of calories, but you also burn up a lot of muscle, and you actually repress growth hormone response. So short burst intense exercises stimulates muscle growth. Long term, yeah, it's good for the circulation, but not very good for building muscle at all. Just the opposite. And people don't seem to understand that. And then they overtrain themselves. Runners tear up their knees and back and everything else. That's why swimming is a better endurance exercise than running. They are the longest living of any kind of exerciser to the people that swim. Folks, we'll be right back. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And this is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, been doing radio since March of 1997. And it's a long time, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing some of the top people in the world in the nutritional and health field. And I had a reputation in the exercise field because I invented a series of exercise equipment that was considered revolutionary, allowed me to work with a lot of the pro teams and movie stars and celebrities. And I've been involved in nutrition and exercise basically starting when I was about 13, 14 years old. When I was 13 years old, there was what they call the President Kennedy's Fitness Council set up a fitness contest, basically. When I was in gym, we'd do how many setups and push-ups and pull-ups and burpees and different things we could do in a certain amount of time. And I really got into it. And so I set some records in my hometown for setups and pull-ups. And then I got into weightlifting. And once I got into weightlifting, I was also reading on nutrition. So that started setting a base there. It was basic stuff like what vitamin E will do for endurance, what vitamin C and stuff. But it was a good place to start. And the theories on eating and everything. Now, things have changed dramatically and have gone through all kinds of cycles. The idea that we don't want fat. Now we do want fat on a keto diet, but moderate to low protein. Where it used to be high protein and a lot of fat on a low-carb diet. So they've gone through different stages. But one thing that concerns me a lot is the diet of our children. Children are committing suicide at an unbelievable rate. Now, a lot of that has to do, I believe, with social media and the way it isolates kids, and also the cruelty that can be done on that. And I think a lot of children are very lonely because of it. If you don't know this, you should know that the Silicon Valley executives do not let their children spend time until they get to a certain age. I don't know what age that is. On the very things they're selling everybody else, the Facebook, the I don't know if the YouTube is a problem, but the different social medias, they have done their own research. They know what they've done, and some have apologized for it. But we're allowing anyway. A lot of parents don't want to have to deal with their kids. They got too much stress themselves. So it also pacifies, entertains their children, but it causes them a lot of damage. It actually changes the cortex of the brain. They've looked at kids that spend so many hours a day on their phone and online, and it thins the frontal cortex. So their decision-making ability is really limited. When I was a kid, the idea of, you might want to stay home and watch a couple favorite little series, for me, I might run in grade school, I might run home and watch Superman or something. But generally, we're out playing. We're out moving around. We're playing touch football. We're exploring. We're hanging out with our friends. And we're learning social skills that will serve us later in life that we don't even know that we're learning that. It's just life. But it's very, very important. You learn how to deal with issues, personal issues, and how not to take things so personal. Because kids can be mean. Now, here's the area that I have expertise in, and here's my concern. If you deprive children of B vitamins and their basic vitamins and D3 and a little MK7, and you deprive them of fish oil, the areas of the country where people eat cold water fish, not just fish, and it has to be cold water because when it's cold water, then the omega-3 levels are built up, like in salmon, sardines, mackerel, cod. Those areas have very, very low levels of depression, and they have very low levels of heart disease and inflammation in general throughout the body. By the way, depression is an inflammation within the brain. And so one of the things that omega-3, that's why I'm big on Noric Naturals, depending on the age. But DHA, some of the products are higher in DHA, like their memory product and their focus product. Those really, they have some other wonderful things in it that help the mind focus, help the mind remember. But the DHA will soothe the brain and protect the brain from the attacks of free radicals and everything else, but also give it some, more than anything, it'll bring down the inflammation in the brain. And so you'll sleep better, you'll feel better. And the children need to do this, but children, you it depends on the age of the child, you look at what Noric Natural has to offer for children, because at certain ages, they don't want full spectrum. But I think after 6, they do. But you need to think in terms of this. A lot of countries don't even have to think about it because their meals, they may have some salmon in almost every meal at least once a day. And that in itself can make a world of difference. Now, I mentioned this before. A study I read a number of years ago, they took an adolescent prison. I believe it was in England. And took half of the group and gave them vitamins and minerals. Probably not what I'd consider significant vitamins and minerals, but they gave them vitamins and minerals. At least they got the B vitamins in them, and I hope they got them the fish oil. And minerals are very, very important for the nervous system, especially magnesium. But all the minerals are important. You don't want to overdo calcium. Well, the kids that were given the vitamins and minerals versus the placebo had only 20% of the fights and outbreaks, and they were more. Their behavior was much better controlled. They were able to study and focus, and they felt better. I'm sure it took a month or so of taking all this, but their diet was so deficient. When you give it, all of a sudden it would calm down. And so we need to be very well aware of the diet. Now, here's the other harm that we're doing our children. The sugar and starches cause the adrenaline gland to get overtaxed. When you drink a sugary soda, for instance, or you eat French fries that become sugar in 20 minutes in the body, or potato chips, or bread. You think of bread as sort of benign, some people do. No, it'd break down into sugar in 20 minutes. That's why when I wanted to have a quick snack, and I went to, I'll give them a little plug. I went to Carl's Jr., got a lettuce wrap, told him to leave the sweet sauce off, had guacamole put on it, and some mustard and lettuce and tomatoes, and had that very, very satisfying. But I did not eat the bun, and I didn't eat the sweet sauce. So there's ways when you're in a hurry and you're out there, you can find ways to eat and eat healthy or eat where you won't overstimulate the adrenals. But if I give you something sugary and you've been eating that way for a few years, your body gets where it doesn't handle it well, and it goes up the roller coaster. It goes up high, very high, and then it falls down very far below the baseline. When it falls down far, then the insulin pours out too much, and too much insulin is very inflammatory to the body. But it also causes the brain to panic. There's not a time release like there is on a keto diet. In fact, they use keto diet with epileptic children. That's where it first came from. But there's not a time release where there is on healthy fats and healthy in moderate protein and low carbs. There's a lot of vegetables you can eat that are almost no carbs. You don't want the starchy vegetables. And a few that aren't starchy, like parsnips, are high in sugar. So you don't want the sugary vegetables. And you certainly don't want potatoes, and you don't want grains. You can eat seeds, and I do. And you can eat nuts, and I do. But anyway, when the blood sugar goes up and down, the kid's adrenaline gland fires because it's trying to get the brain to give more energy back and more sugar broken out of the muscle back to the brain. And it does that by firing the adrenal gland. So now you have a person that's adrenaline gland is firing all day and they're anxious. When they're little, they're hyperactive and they want to put them on Ritalin or something to calm them down, when really they need to put them on a healthy low-carb diet with a lot of the good oils. The good oils would be omega-3, olive oil, avocado oil, which tastes very good, by the way, butter, real butter, not margarine. Margarine's very harmful. And, let's see what else I'd throw in there. Coconut oil, very, very good. And MCT oil, a little bit of MCT oil. All those are very good cooking oils, and there's probably a few more that I'm leaving out. Are good oils. You cook with coconut oil is a great one to cook with. But you avoid the peanut and the soy and the corn and safflower and sunflower. Sunflower oil and the cottonseed oil. Those are very harmful. And, Mike, I'm going to go a little bit long here. So you really need to become aware of that. And the more you listen to the show on a regular basis, the more you learn about that. Because I repeat that quite a bit because it's very, very important. You want to bring the inflammation down. But when you help the child get a control of the sugar and the starches and the breads, then their adrenal gland will calm down. I know when I interviewed Dr. Atkins years ago, he had a professional wrestler promoter that couldn't leave his house. He was paranoid. He got where he couldn't leave, and he wanted to lose weight. And after being on the Atkins diet for a month, his paranoia was gone. He was off Prozac because his adrenal gland calmed down. And that's when Atkins started realizing what was going on. But a lot of other people have known this for quite a while, that it will really exhaust. And when you get older, you just have adrenal exhaustion. There's things you can do to reverse that. But this is very, very important to understand. So please work with the children. And I'm going to also want to mention the dyes that are in food. Red dye, blue dyes, and some of the other preservatives and things. The kids have allergic reaction, and so that can create a lot of anxiety. There was a doctor I met down in Dallas at a nutritional seminar about 8 or 10 years ago. Carrington, I believe, was his last name. And he was an older guy, and he said this mother came to him. His kid was being thrown out of school, and she was exhausted. She had to work, but no school wanted the kid because he could not sit still. She said, I just don't have any more money. And why she's talking to the doctor, the little kid's pulling on her dress and wants one of those Red Hots. And she gives him one. And then 10 minutes later, he wants another one. She said, I can solve the problem. He's allergic to red dye, and it excites his adrenal gland, his nervous system. For 2 days, he'll scream and yell, but take him off that, and he'll be okay. Sure enough, in 2 days, he was okay. Thank you for listening, folks. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you next week, next Tuesday.